The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome now to the Feast of Saint Joseph, one of the great feast days here in our Lenten season. But our gospel this morning sounds more like it comes out of Advent, right? Because what you just heard was the very end of the genealogy of Saint Matthew that you hear at every Advent. Sometimes you hear it on Christmas Eve. Remember the genealogy of Saint Matthew? Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, and on and on. Remember the genealogy? Okay. This is the very, very end of that genealogy. The child to whom all of that history of Israel points, Jesus called the Christ. However, here at the end, it's very different from all the rest of the genealogy. Because it says, Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now, Joseph was the one who was the descendant of all those people. Joseph was the one who was the descendant of King David. But the gospel goes to great lengths to explain that Joseph is not the father of Jesus. Jesus is conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Okay, so here's the question. Have you ever wondered this before? Or you have to be a priest to wonder these kinds of questions. Here's the question. If Joseph is the descendant of David, and if Joseph is not the father of Jesus, then how is Jesus the descendant of David? Right? Mary wasn't the descendant of David. How is Jesus the descendant of David? Well, I wouldn't ask a question like that if I didn't have an answer for you at the ready, right? Okay, well, here's the reason why. It's because of what the angel says to Joseph here in a dream. It says, Joseph, you are to name him. Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home. This child has been conceived in her by the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus. Because in the law of Israel, the one who names the child claims the child, including all of the inheritance rights, all the property rights, and every royal title that might be inherited as well. So the extraordinary thing is, I want you to focus here on the Feast of Saint Joseph, it's that Jesus is the descendant of David and the fulfillment of all that prophecy because of Saint Joseph. What an extraordinary thing God does to his people in giving them such a great role in carrying out God's plans. What a great role Joseph had. Protector of Jesus, defender of Jesus, provider for Jesus, and the one through whom Jesus fulfills the prophecy as being the descendant of King David. So here on the Feast of Saint Joseph, a very simple point for you today. I hope you recognize that Joseph is not just one more saint. You know how we all know the Blessed Virgin Mary is not just one more saint, right? And everything that you can say of the Blessed Virgin Mary you can say of her role in the church. You say she's mother of Jesus in time and she's mother of the church. We said that before. Mother of divine grace. Okay. What you might not realize is that the same thing is true for Saint Joseph. What you can say of Joseph in the life of Jesus, you can say of Joseph in his role in the church. He's the guardian of Jesus and the protector of Jesus, and that's the role Joseph plays for the church, and that means for you as well, as a member of the church. They've been saying this since the days of St. Augustine. It's been repeated down through the ages. The most recently this has ever been repeated was by Pope John Paul II in 1987. Joseph, brothers and sisters, is a very powerful prayer warrior who you might not have been giving enough attention to. Here's my favorite quote about St. Joseph. It comes from St. Teresa of Avila. She said, "Test St. Joseph. If you have not yet ask St. Joseph for help in time of need, I dare you to try. You will find that he is the most powerful prayer in heaven next to the Blessed Virgin Mary." St. Joseph has played such an important role in so many lives, and he's really a prayer warrior. It's why Pope John the 23rd put his name into the Mass, and Pope Francis did the exact same thing. Put his name into the Mass. So a little message for you here on the Feast of St. Joseph. Don't neglect him. He's not just one more saint. Joseph doesn't say a word in the whole New Testament, but call on Joseph as a friend in a high place in time of need and see for yourself just how great a role he plays. Let's ask for his prayers to help us here today. St. Joseph, pray for us.